7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
I like that other one, too. That one, that brand new one we got, that's really cool stuff. When I was in California, I was actually sitting there listening to the intro music for Sons of Liberty. I got a can of hairspray. I hung upside down, and I sprayed the top of my hair, and I looked pretty freaky at the NAMM show.
Oh, people said, red hair, dude.
You're going to want to see those pictures. We'll be posting those soon.
Really quick, and then, Jake, I'll shoot it over to you. I'm getting Facebook posts. Great job. Keep up the work. We appreciate that, friends, but you got to keep in mind we can't do it without you. Before I give it over to Jake, the other guy, really quick, I want you to understand that Frankenstein, Mrs. Frankenstein in California, you know, the lady that's trying to bring about gun bans in America, you need to deal with her, impeach her, look at her record, because I guarantee you it's not going to be too long before she ends up in prison. Because she's already violating the law in the face of the people, friends. But isn't it interesting, the author, Mrs. Frankenstein Feinstein in California, did you know that gun ban exempts government officials?
No.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of like this Obamacare thing. See, so do as I say, but don't do as I do. I'll apply it to the people that I work for, but we don't apply it to ourselves.
Does it get any plainer than that? Does it get any plainer than that?
I kid you, negative dog. Woof, woof. Yeah?
It's all there. You just got to read it.
You're right. By the way, it lacks votes, friends.
Of course.
Yeah, because politicians know. See, what they're doing, friends, is they're just waiting for a new generation to rise up that is stupid enough to believe this legislation.
That's right.
That's it. And they're trying to connect the two and bring them together.
That's right.
And that's why they're buying time. That's why they keep kicking the can down the road, because they know within themselves that the American people stay asleep about 2 or 3 or 4 years down the road. Well, hey, you know what? We may just have a chance at this.
Yep.
We're protecting ourselves from the people that we work for. Yeah. What do they call those little things, Jake, that they're trying to shut down all over the country, those town hall meetings? Because things are just getting too dangerous. Why is it getting so dangerous? Because, again,
for
those that have listened to the show, you've heard this before. Every president used to walk up and down the streets in D.C. shaking the hands of his constituents. How come they can't do that anymore? All the way to Truman. Why can't they do that anymore, friends? Matter of fact, when they were done, remember when we were at Wilson's house, Woodrow's, in D.C.? You know, when he was done serving the people, you know what they did? They dropped him off at his place and said, thank you for your service.
Same with John Adams. Remember, he's getting out of the White House. He gets on a stagecoach with everybody else.
Nobody cared because they knew his position. They knew that he worked for them.
That's right.
When they no longer work for you, guess what? They have to arm themselves against you. And then they got to ask for permission from their military, you know, or get approval, I should say. That's even a better way of saying it. The approval that, will you fire on the American people? We're still waiting to confirm that, but this is interesting. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. I don't want to hear it from he said, she said.
Yep.
Yeah, can't have none of that. But back to my point, Jake, just had a guy say, you know what, posted on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, said, great job, keep up the work. I want to let you guys know out there, we love you enough to get in the face of what's going on out there, but we also have to lay the responsibility on ourselves, friends, and take responsibility and deal with the issues at hand, because that's the way that we're going to win today. Not outside of that.
Yep. Just like our one Facebook commenter said, it's time to impeach. We already see what he's done. Libertarian Justin just commented on Sons of Liberty Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio.
What is a libertarian? I mean, I know the definition is without restraint to law.
A bad definition.
Okay. But a cool guy?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's get that antinomianism. Let's get that corrected, shall we?
Libertarian doesn't just mean you love liberty, folks. And remember, Christ is the source of liberty. But Libertarian Justin said, Sons of Liberty Radio, on Sons of Liberty Radio.
That's us. That's us, guy. Yeah.
That's
me and Jake, the other guy.
And you can find out more about us, like Libertarian Justin, on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. He said, the Sons of Liberty Radio is a powerful radio show that doesn't whine, but slams the truth in line with the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, I got a question for Libertarian Justin.
Yep.
Jesus didn't come to abrogate God's moral law.
Mm-mm.
The ceremonial law was done away with in Christ. So when I talk about law, friends, I'm talking about the moral law, God's Ten Commandments. Jesus said, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. He said, not one jot nor one tittle shall in any wise pass away.
Yeah.
Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. How's that libertarian thing going to work with the Word of God?
I think the problem is, and I understood it this way too, libertarian, I thought it was always, this is good. You want liberty. You want freedom from tyrannical government.
Maybe that's what libertarian justice thinks libertarian means.
I think a majority of people actually believe it, because I've heard a number of different Christians say, well, I'm more of a libertarian as opposed to a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah.
I'm more for liberty.
Yeah.
Because they just don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
I mean, it's like are we all ruled by different gods or something? I mean, because the American people are already dumbed down to believe that there's a two-party system and that's constitutional.
Yep.
We only have one constitution, but for some reason, when the Democrats are in power, they think the Democrats can do what they want, and the Republicans, you get what I'm saying, they can do what they want. Oh, and in fact, friends, we're all ruled by the same law, that Mosaic institution called common law. I'm lost.
And we all want liberty, but we've got to identify with the fact that liberty is protected by law.
What unites us? The same principles. Yeah. What's the problem? Federal government in the educational system through the little useful idiots called professors in colleges teaching kids different things that are un-American.
Yes.
So why does everybody have different opinions, and why do we see division? And let me correct that, too, because I don't want to fall in the same hole as those, the blind leading the blind, all ending up in the same ditch.
Yeah.
I don't want to be guilty of feeding that little tiny monster.
Right. It's just
that
little
fib, that lie, that myth.
Fibishing.
It's fibishing, yes. And it is fabishing that lie. Friends, 9 times out of 10, you can be pumping your gas and talk to somebody about what's going on in your country, and they're going to fall in line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what you're saying. The problem is people are being motivated through fear, and they're paralyzed. I don't know what you're running from. I don't understand it. And because we know what Scripture says, but we also understand what man says. Great generals of the past said, never take counsel from your fears. I can't stand people that talk doubtful, unbelievingly, or fearful. Get away from me. I haven't been given that spirit. When I was born of the Spirit of God, I was born again, John 3:3. I was born of a spirit, and I hear the Holy Ghost through covenant and the Word of God say, you haven't been given a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind, and perfect love casteth out all what?
Fear.
I already lost my life, friends. What can man do to me? If they take my life, they take my life, but I already lost it when I gave it to Christ.
Right.
MLK rightly said that, listen, you haven't found something to live for until you first find something to die for. And wasn't it Jesus, of course, where Martin Luther King got it? He was a Baptist preacher. He who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake shall find it. I already lost that. We need to get back to our foundations. Yep. But anyways, Jake.
The Bible does say, I will send my fear before thee, speaking of God's kids, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thy enemies turn their backs unto thee. That's the right
passage. Exodus 23, it's my daily food, my friends. The book of Psalms, it's my daily food, my friends. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, his name is Jesus the Christ. And oh yes, he is alive forevermore. And if he wasn't, why is everybody so angry about Jesus?
What are they angry about?
Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back and talk about prevention is better than trial.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates. donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
No, Carrie? Come on. Prevention would have been better than trials. Karl Donitz, if you want to say that in German, maybe we can get a German caller in here or something. Friends, if you'd like to call in, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us, Sons of Liberty on Facebook Radio. I'm sorry, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you'd like to be my friend Bradley Dean or my Twitter account, BradleyDean1, double E. But Karl Donitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after Hitler, said, listen carefully, friends, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Who did it, friends? The politicians. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. On November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. But this time, several countries were destroyed and 50 million people, that's 2.5% of the world's population, lost their lives, including 12 million Jews, German dissidents, political opposition, intellectuals, those that knew better, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with the Nazi criminals played video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and or tortured. Notice they were shot. Who had the guns, friends? Wasn't the Germans. Wasn't the Jewish people, friends. It was the military. They were also tortured. They were thrown carelessly into mass graves. And all because they didn't fall in line with the ideology of Adolf Hitler. Same thing Mao Zedong did. Same thing Stalin did. During the opening of the court proceedings, it is important to note that the prosecutor said, the laws of God and man have been violated and the guilty must not go unpunished. Now, just imagine if the Nuremberg trials per se would have taken place at the first unconstitutional acts of Hitler's wicked regime. Hitler could have been easily stopped in the 1920s with relative ease by the German people, who still had the freedom to do the right thing, and yet they did it not. Instead, they acted as if Hitler had nothing to do with their personal lives. Friends, as no one took Mussolini, Mao Zedong, and or Stalin seriously at first, many fellow Germans thought Hitler was just an average run-of-the-mill wacko who posed no threat. And horrifically, they were dead wrong, because one of Hitler's first moves when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag. Nobody believed it at the time, only to blame it on his political opposition. Fast and furious. He then proceeded to eradicate the Constitution of Germany in only 6 years.
That Patriot Act thing that most people don't know about.
Yeah. Hitler no longer abode by the law, but instead promulgated his agenda by force. Sounds a little too close to home.
Yeah. Without public support.
Or political. He just killed them off. Hitler and his regime no longer abode by the law, but instead promulgated his agenda by force. I got a question. Where were the 80 million people in Germany to stand up against this monster? As Karl Dönitz blurted out, it was the politicians and the people who sat back and did nothing who were responsible for bringing the Nazis to power. Remember, evil prevails because good men do nothing? Or what about what MLK said? He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it? He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. Yes, indeed they are. On a daily basis, the crimes of Hitler and his regime were evident. It was being uncovered constantly. So obvious were the atrocities that after church, the Germans were wiping the ashes of the incinerated victims off of their cars. Their lack of action turned from victims to accomplices. So I ask, what does this have to do with America today? Everything. Because it's clear to see that over the last four administrations, America's government is emulating many similarities, likewise setting itself at war with God, their first and last mistake, abusing their powers and trampling on the Constitution in which hundreds of thousands of Americans fought, bled, and died to give us. In the 1800s, after much bloodshed through the Civil War, President Andrew Johnson made one wrong move, causing him to be tried for impeachment. Johnson simply removed the Secretary of War from office without the consent of Congress, the voice of the people, friends. Americans were so jealous over their liberties that they would not tolerate the least offense. Why? Because they seen the price of their liberty. It would do us well to follow in our forefathers' footsteps, lest we, like Germany, become accomplices to America's overthrow through our unrepentance towards God and apathy, only to our own demise. As it says on the Supreme Court building, again, justice, the guardian of liberty. Justice, the guardian of liberty. Justice, the guardian of liberty. Right under Moses holding the Ten Commandments. Folks, we must follow the preamble of our Constitution and establish justice, read Isaiah 51, in order to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our kids, our posterity. Noah Webster said, if our government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands, God's moral law, and elect bad men to make and administer the laws, man's 10,000 laws.
Well, if you even look at that command as given by God, he says it clearly in Scripture, Exodus 18. Moreover, thou shalt provide from among all of your people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of fifties, rulers of hundreds, rulers of tens, Every time before we do caucus, folks, and they ask me to come up and pray or say the Pledge of Allegiance, that is the scripture verse I give to everybody before they cast their vote, because that is God's divine command. It's not just an issue of, well, I think I'll vote
suggestions.
This, I think I won't.
Not suggestions.
What he demands.
Amen. Interestingly, now, some of you may say, well, Bradley, didn't we already talk about this? Yes, we did, but I need to keep it in your face. But I put a little twist to this whole thing because I want you to catch what the state-run media is promoting through Time Magazine. Do you guys realize that Time Magazine merited the murderous dictator Adolf Hitler, Man of the Year in 1938? Joseph Stalin was also declared Time's Man of the Year in 1939. Oh, it didn't stop there. And in 1942. Who? Like Hitler was responsible for committing heinous crimes against his own people, yet in America they were the men of the year? So this brought me to ask the question, what other criminals have been labeled man of the year by Time Magazine? Adolf Hitler was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1938. Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab, cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II. 405,000 of your boys and women friends died fighting off this dictator, murderer, tyrant, despot, monarch, wannabe king, devil. Case in point, it was also Theodore Roosevelt that said to America that none of your boys will step on foreign soil. But yet he was Time's Man of the Year, Adolf Hitler was. Joseph Stalin was declared Time's Man of the Year. Stalin was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union who was responsible for killing 20 million of his own citizens. Yet President Franklin Roosevelt referred to Stalin as kind Uncle Joe back in the 1930s. Stalin said America is like a healthy body and its resistance is threefold. Listen carefully. Attack its patriotism, its morality, and its spiritual life. What's under attack, friends? Stalin said if we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Time Magazine, Man of the Year. Actually, Tyrants of the Year. Nikita Khrushchev was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1957. Nikita was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Joseph Stalin died in 1953. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition. And his leadership of the communist bloc in the Cold War was so dangerous, he had to be removed by his subordinates. Nikita said, we don't have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself from within. But these were men of the year, friends. They were being promoted to the American people as good guys that were destroying your country. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talking about Time Life, Time Magazine has labeled the following people Man of the Year: Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Nikita Khrushchev. Richard Nixon was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1971, and we all know Nixon was to be impeached due to his abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the Watergate scandal, which had to do with pedophilia, friends. Henry Kissinger was Man of the Year, Time Magazine. This is the guy, friends. Here, listen. Kissinger was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1972. Kissinger is a known globalist in support of a New World Order. Bob Chapman, editor of the International Forecaster, who spent 3 years in the United States Army counterintelligence, said Kissinger is a known pedophile in other countries. He quoted the cover of Italy's Observatory Romano as stating, "Henry Kissinger's in town, hide your children." Of course, you wouldn't see that kind of headline in the United States. Kissinger was also, this is the guy sitting next to Barack Hussein Obama, was also quoted as saying military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. Speaking of your boys, friends, and he's sitting right next to Barack Hussein Obama. How many administrations has this criminal been a part of? But Times consider him Tyrant of the Year. Man of the Year, Henry Kissinger. Ayatollah Khomeini was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1979. Ayatollah Khomeini was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. The Ayatollah came to power as a part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy. Huh. Using the youth, he headed a mass campaign of torture, rape, and execution against political opponents as well as their families, close friends, and anyone who was accused of insufficient Islamic behavior. Tolerance, huh? President Reagan criticized Khomeini as a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of people, calling its executions. Yet, Time magazine has labeled them Man of the Year. Mikhail Gorbachev was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1987 and 1989. Gorbachev was an active member of the Communist Party during his college years and eventually became the head of the Soviet Union until its supposed dissolution in 1991. He is a self-proclaimed atheist, and his globalist ideology is being taught in over 10,000 American schools through his socialized program called GLOBE. Time's Man of the Year? We call them Time History Tyrants of the Year. And now we come to dun-da-da-dun.
There's another guy I was thinking
Barack of. Hussein Obama.
That's it. That's the one.
Time's Man of the Year. Now he's called the Person of the Year.
Oh,
that gender thing probably got
true.
In the way.
That's right.
And now we come to Barack Hussein Obama, declared Person of the Year by Time in 2008 and 2012. Time changed the title from Man of the Year to Person of the Year in 1999. Food for thought. Barack Hussein Obama has been the most destructive president in the United States of America. He is known as the most biblically hostile president. He's at war with God. He has attempted to attack the foundations of America, tear down the Constitution, and, of course, recreate it in his own image. He has been labeled America's first gay president, is a shameless supporter of the murder of children in the womb, even attempting to force private institutions to fund it, and has abused his power in an attempt to strip American citizens of their Second Amendment rights to bear arms. And Obama is following in pursuit of dictators aforementioned by Time magazine. After seeing who Time is awarding, one must ask, who are they working for? Because it's not the American people. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted, Psalm 12:8. Folks, you can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time and God at no time. Just hoping the American people just kind of overlook all these little...
And that's what they depend upon, because
yes, they
don't have the momentum for themselves. It's them on their own little island, their own fairy tale world, and unless you tolerate it, they don't get away with it.
In every age, it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. Every single one. Every single time.
Got to appeal to something that the people have.
Now, some people, I did a tea party in San Diego area on Thursday morning, and I had a guy come up to me, and he said to me, oh, hey, by the way, friends, lift thy spirits. March for Life, 650,000 people showed up. Why are people in America giving their voice over to gloom and doom when you are clearly winning the day? And Jesus Christ, my friend, when you're on God's side, you're going to win the day. When you're at war with them, you ain't. And sometimes you're on God's side and you think you lose the day, maybe in this life, but not in the after. Yeah.
You want to see a picture of that 650
it's incredible.
People. Go right to our Facebook.
Of course, the state-run media didn't show you those pictures, but if Al Sharpton and his little buddy, the adulterer, the infidel himself, Jesse Jackson, the MLK wannabes, had 25 to 50 people following them along, trying to sell out the country to socialism, the state-run media and MSNBC and ABC and CBS would be right there to blow it up like it was the biggest thing known to mankind. When, in fact, it's not the truth. Charles D. Montesquieu, he said, the tyranny of a prince in an oligarchy is not so dangerous to the public welfare as the apathy of a citizens in a democracy. Right. But we're a republic, which means there's more responsibility laid upon you, my friends, because, again, you see the price. Now, some might say, as I was just talking about right before Jake rudely interrupted me.
Oh,
Jake, you are a long-winded brother.
True.
But let's
I'm working on it.
Let me just slow my roll, okay? But when we were in the San Diego area doing this businessmen's tea party, because that's really what it was, one guy came up to me and said, aren't we supposed to obey God? I said, yes, can you show me in Scripture where God tells you to disobey Him and set yourself in subjection to tyranny that wars against Him? He couldn't tell me that. I said, doesn't the Bible tell us that we're to overcome evil with good? Yep. Yep. Aren't governors appointed by God as unto the execution, unto judgment of those that commit crimes towards God? Yes.
Purpose.
Wasn't it our forefathers that said, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God? Yeah, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, 56 signers that wrote the Declaration of Independence and put their name to it. Isn't that what it was about? It truly was. Let me just bring you to a couple points, and Jake, anytime you'd like to jump in, please do. In Luke 3, 7 through 9, the Bible says John the Baptist, that bad boy prophet, none greater than he, born of women, might I add, quote unquote, then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, he said to those that came out to see him, O you generation of vipers, you snakes, you venomous snakes, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Friends, they didn't love each other enough to tell each other the truth. So he told them the truth because they wouldn't do it. Verse 8, he said, bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. In other words, he's saying, don't pin your sleeve on Abraham. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham, and he is more than able to do that. John the Baptist didn't deal with the branches on the tree. He said in verse 9, and now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. That's what he said to the religious hypocrites. Then what came was Luke 3, 19 through 20. But Herod the Tetrarch, the governor, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's, Philip's wife, he married his brother's wife, friends. And for all the evils which Herod had done, John the Baptist pointed his finger at the corrupt king, and he exposed all the evils that he was committing, not only towards man, but towards God first and foremost. Verse 20, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison.
He threw him in prison. Get rid of that guy.
Now, do you think Herod just let John the Baptist go as being the guy that was in the right or in the wrong? But everybody knew John the Baptist was a prophet. So, of course, he had to contrive false charges to throw John the Baptist in prison.
And everybody knew it.
That's what I'm getting to. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees saying unto he, get thee out and depart thence, for Herod will kill thee. This is the Pharisees talking to Jesus now. Jesus said unto him, go you and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. So Jesus reproved Herod himself. Now when Jesus was bearing his cross after he was scourged by Pontius Pilate, according to the vote of the religious Pharisees, who had no power to do what Pilate did, he was going up to Golgotha to be crucified. In Luke 23, 27 through 28, and there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him, Jesus Christ going to the cross. Verse 28, Jesus turning unto them and said, daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Because in Mark 13:2, Jesus answering said unto them, see thou these great buildings, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation therefore is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of the depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But he said, woe unto them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon them. Why? Because the people allowed the light to be crucified. We're going to come back and finish this point up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Back at the Sons of Liberty. I'm getting all these emails. I just had someone say, hey, Bradley, will you pray for me? I'm trying to get a job as an actor. I said, funny guy. He said, no, seriously, I am. And then another one. High-fiving. Hey, we're in this together, friends. Nobody's hats or heads are higher than anybody else's around here, right? That's why we want to be a part of it. That's why we want to be a part of the community. That's why we want to take talk radio and turn it into do radio.
Oh, yeah.
You know that great prophet John Knox from Scotland? Remember the one that Mary, Queen of Scots, said that she feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe?
He started his career as a slave, actually.
Yes, he did. But I'm talking about that slave that's turned into a
redeemed
child. Amen.
And he went back to his land where he was sold into slavery and he dominated.
Well, when you look in Scripture in Psalm 2, you know, the Bible says they gather together against the Lord's anointed.
Yep.
Saying, let us cut their bands asunder. It wasn't around the professed, those that do nothing. Those, you know, those people that like to hang around the cross?
Yeah.
You know, they want the crown, but they don't want the cross.
Yep.
You know those guys, right?
Yeah.
A lot of those people out there. 78% of America professes their Christianity, and they're teaching evolution in public schools.
How's that work?
I don't. Hypocrisy?
300 churches to every
you
one.
You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. He that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Faith without works is dead.
This is getting convicting, brother.
Yes. Let's get back to John Knox. Let's stay the course here. John Knox, that great prophet in Scotland, said, I will keep the ground that God has given me, and perhaps in his grace he will ignite me again. But ignite me or not, in his grace, in his power, I will hold the ground.
Baby!
Bam!
I can fuse that.
Hallelujah.
Amen, dude.
I will.
That is
hold
a man of
ground.
God. That is a man of God. I was talking about right before the break about how John the Baptist and Jesus confronted the kings. And what's interesting is people are asking Bradley and the Sons of Liberty, are we supposed to submit to ungodly government? No. No, as a matter of fact, that government that administers unlawful legislation isn't supposed to be doing it neither.
Can I read the scripture? Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. Now stop. People think, well, then we got to submit ourselves to government. No, God is actually talking to government there too.
Yes.
Saying, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. There's no power but of God.
Who is Moses constantly confronting, Jake?
Pharaoh.
Yeah. What about Abraham?
Yeah, he went and confronted a few kings himself.
Yeah. Remember Noah? You know how everybody was laughing at him when he was making that little, that little arky ark, and it wasn't very funny when it started to rain?
No.
Yeah,
good
but
thing
every
he built that arky ark.
I bet there was a quick attitude adjustment after it began to rain. Wait a second, Noah was right.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. What about like Joshua? Who was he warring against, Jake?
Kings.
Yeah, ungodly kings.
Lots of them.
Barbaric kings.
Yep.
Tyrants, unruly kings.
That's right.
Yeah. What about Samson? He's dealing with his enemies, right?
Yep.
What about David? Who was he warring with when he was in power?
Yeah.
What about Gideon? Who was he warring with when he was in power?
Seems all these guys are rulers.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like prophets are sent to confront those that are responsible with the power given unto them by God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a very
America seems to think, and I know it's just an excuse for those that say, well, we're supposed to submit ourselves to the powers that be, magistrates that war against God. Really?
It's not
can you show me that in Scripture, please? Maybe that's why there was a Geneva Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe that's why they should read the Bible for themselves and then they'll understand for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do we high five good government? Absolutely. We got lots of friends that are in government and Supreme Court justices and presidential candidates and good lawyers and yes,
we're required to by
I love them, man. I'll be the first one to go with them. It's like it was like back in the day when George Washington went to war, he went first. See, those are the kind of people that we stand with. That's what a real patriot is, to magnify dying laws. Not to stand back and watch one man and a couple corrupt people, a Pelosi and Reed and all these other jokers. And the joke's on America, by the way. So when we call them jokers, the joke's on America.
They're representatives.
Yeah. Let's go back to John Knox again, that prophet, Scottish reformer. Even Martin Luther, man, he dealt with the powers that be, right,
yes,
that were responsible before God.
Yes, he did.
And he broke up the ground to establish righteousness so the people would no longer be enslaved by corruption in the church.
Seems to me that the Diet of Worms.
Hallelujah.
There was a Roman emperor there that was questioning Martin Luther. Luther said, no. I can't disobey my conscience. Here I stand, God help me.
Amen, amen. So that's what prophets do.
Yeah.
Let's go back to John Knox, the Scottish reformer. In an interview with Queen Mary of Scotland, he said, if their princes exceed their bounds, madam, no doubt they may be resisted even by power. Is that what prophets do, Jake?
Seems like our founding fathers.
I've been told by the church today that you just stay inside of the building, yet we hear our forefathers doing just the opposite of what the prophetic church is saying today.
Tell them about what God is going to do.
I haven't seen the prophetic church hit the issue of abortion.
No.
I haven't seen the prophetic church of the day hit the issues of homosexuality. But I do hear them talking a lot about how they're praising Jesus. They're praising him, but they're not obeying him. Where's that in the word? It's not.
Not in that.
You heard about the man that was on the boat and he was praising the captain.
Ship captain.
Yeah.
Wonderful captain. Praise the captain. We love the captain.
No, Jake. Praise be to the captain.
Oh, glory.
Praise. Oh, glory. Wave that flag,
oh,
brother.
Oh,
yes.
The banner.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I can feel it.
Oh,
I got the gooseies, brother.
Captain. Mm-hmm. Captain says, there's a ship over there. It struck an iceberg. People are drowning. Get down and save them. Oh, praise you, Captain.
Him. Praise
Look
him.
At you. Oh, your orders are so magnificent. We love you, Captain. No! Quit praising me. Get over there and save them. They're drowning.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Captain.
Yes.
Oh, look at those ships. Aren't they wonderful?
I can hear and I mock not. I show no disrespect. Seek and save that which is lost. Going to the heathen, to the highways, to the byways, going to the harvest fields, praying, Lord, send me, not them. Send me, not them. It's my responsibility, not just theirs. This is America. This isn't Russia. Let's go back to John Knox. That's a great analogy, Jay.
Yes.
I really like that one, yeah.
Compliments of Ray Comfort.
Yeah. John Knox, when King Joash was crowned, we reached that a covenant was contracted between God, the king, and the people. Thank you, John Knox. In like manner, we read that Josiah and all the people entered into covenants with the Lord. We may gather from these testimonies that in passing these covenants, the high priest did covenant in the name of God in express terms that the king and the people should take order that God might be served purely.
Ooh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What did that apostle of the day say? William and Catherine Booth? Great women and men of God? We are not sent to minister to a congregation and be content if we keep things going. We are sent to make war and to stop short of nothing but the subjugation of the world to sway in the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder.
That's the church, right?
No wonder people say they don't believe in God because they don't see Him through the professed church.
That's right.
But they're prophesying, friends.
Oh.
And they're prophesying lies. They're prophesying, hey, peace.
Mm-hmm.
They're prophesying
God's
comfort.
God's going to bless you.
And then you know what they do? They point the finger back at the one that's really telling you the truth, and they speak evil of it. Because they know nothing of the power of God unto salvation. They know nothing of the cross. But they talk much about it, if they do talk about it. Yeah. See, it's like the Patriot of today. They're called the saltless conservatives. They like to talk much, but they do nothing, friends. They like to talk much, but they do nothing. What's going to happen when corruption sees America stand up because they love their God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? And the second is namely unto this, their neighbor as themselves. What happens, America, when we begin to love each other and look out for each other again? What happens, America, when we really do look out for each other and we really do stand with good government, friends? It's all over with. I told you that a congresswoman once told me, very famous congresswoman, once told me, Bradley, she said, I've been here for years. I've yet to have one constituent walk into my office. Get involved. John Knox, again, that great prophet, that reformer in Scotland, with an interview, Queen Mary of Scotland. Conscience, madam, requireth knowledge, and I fear that right knowledge you have none.
Ooh, that's not politically correct.
No, it's not.
Folks.
But politically correct is what? Disobedient and their what? Rebellion and rebellious towards our principles, friends. Politically correct is a violation of your First Amendment, friends. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you on Monday.
You got it. And, folks, we need more prophetic voices like this, and by you donating and giving to this ministry, it enables us to continue doing what we're doing. Check out our itinerary of just this past week on our Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love this country. We are busy.
You know what William Booth said, man? Women? He said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. See ya!
Sons of Liberty.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.